Radio CSS Media,
your source for family-centered content.
RadioCSS.com.
And now, Audio Theater Central.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker. But most folks around here call me Whit.
My name is Finian Jones, and you are...
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Hey everybody, I'm JD.
And I'm Roy.
And I'm Andrew, we're your hosts for Audio Theater Central.
Welcome everybody to episode 27.
It is so great to have you with us today. We are not in the studio today. We're just hanging out. We decided to meet up and do an out-of-studio experience.
Yes. It's a wonderful time here in the out-of-studio experience.
No, it's Christmas coming up, and we wanted to do a special Christmas episode just to kind of go over some of our favorite Christmas-themed audio dramas, just to give you a few ideas of what you can listen to during this holiday season.
Yes, that's our objective today. So let's start out with JD. Go ahead. Why don't you give us your top 17 or 20 or however many you feel like giving us.
Okay. Well, first of all, I do really want to mention The Shepherd's Prayer. That's one of my favorites since a few years ago when we discovered that. We reviewed it in episode 3 of Audio Theater Central. You can go check out that review. There's a link in the show notes if you want to listen to that episode. But definitely want to check that one out. It's one of my favorite Christmas stories.
Lifehouse Theater on the Air, they also did a Christmas Carol audiobook. That's a pretty good story you can listen to. And hold on, I got to throw this in there because this is one of my favorites. Lamplighter Theater, The Wanderer. Woo! The Wanderer. At the very end, there's this Christmas scene, and it's just... The Wonder is just an amazing story that we did. Also, there's another Lamplighter Theater story, Andrew. Tell us about that.
There is another one, and it is called Buried in the Snow. Oh, man, that's a wonderful story. That's awesome about this grandfather and his grandson that is stuck. They're buried in the snow.
On Christmas?
I don't know. Is it during Christmas? I can't remember.
Well, it's kind of like The Wanderer. There's a scene at the end that it's Christmas-related. But, of course, we did review both of those dramas. The Wanderer was in ATC Episode 7. Buried in the Snow was, I'm not sure, but go look at the episode guide on audiotheatercentral.com.
Oh, there's also this great Jungle Jam story. It's called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Bedtime, you know. So.
Keep that up, Roy. That's fantastic.
Here, I'm going to go sing Christmas. Never mind. But there's that one. Then there's also one that they did, and it's called Gift of the Razzle Flappin', and two great Christmas shows that Jungle Jim did. Also, go ahead.
One of my favorite scenes in Gift of the Razzle Flappin' is when Carl and Olaf begin singing that Christmas carol, We Three Kings, and it's a funny scene. There's a lot of humor in those. Of course, any of the Razzle Flappin' Island episodes are just hilarious.
Definitely, definitely. Great stories. Oh, I'd like to bring up one. Now, this is like a classic, okay? So, you probably everybody's heard this one, hopefully. But in case you haven't, we're recommending it for the holiday season. And if you have, listen to it again. It's the Focus on the Family's version of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Obviously, this one is fully dramatized, so it's amazing. I love it. I listen to it every year.
You missed the Jungle Jam Christmas show. It's actually called The Merry Christmas Show, and it's actually free for the asking.
Free! A free Jungle Jam. Yeah, how about that? Just for the season. How about that, huh? A Jungle Jam audio drama, free. It's a great Christmas story. Go. There'll be a link on our show notes. You can go follow that and go get your free copy of the Jungle Jam Christmas Show. It's a great story.
Again, lots of humor in that one. Of course, it's Jungle Jam, so it's a blast. But back to Focus on the Family Radio Theater, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, it does have a few Christmas-related themes. I know a lot of radio stations play it during Christmas time. I remember several years ago when I was much younger, the radio station where I lived at that time, they played it all, the entire thing, one night, just back-to-back episodes. It was awesome.
Wow. And, of course, we have a few other that Radio Theater did. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you know, it's a snowy season, wintertime. Then we have Father Christmas. It's Christmas during the story. Shoemaker Martin and the Gift of the Magi. All great Christmas stories from Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Yeah, and Shoemaker Martin, I remember hearing that one many years ago. That is an absolutely awesome story.
And also in that same set, I think, of audio dramas as Shoemaker Martin and the Gift of the Magi, there is a story, Christmas by Injunction, which is also by O. Henry. And Focus on the Family takes that story and does it very well. Very heartwarming, typical Christmas story that's excellente. It's very good. And like O. Henry was the king of the surprise ending, right? So the surprise ending at this one in this story was very good, which I won't share with you.
Well, thank you for not spoiling, because I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, me neither.
And then, of course, there's one that all of us have heard in the past, and we would love to find where we can get a digital copy of this one. But if anybody knows where we can find Treasures of the Snow, it's based on a novel by Patricia St. John, I believe is the author's name.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I heard this on the radio all the time, and we were discussing Christmas shows and in relation to this podcast that we're going to do. And there's this one that I heard all the time when I was a kid, never could find it. And then we figured out it was Treasure of the Snow. And man, I just love to hear that story again. I don't remember the whole complete thing. I don't even remember finishing it, but I just remember it being a good story and, you know, wanting to be able to hear it again. So.
And of course the novel is, and it's a fantastic story. So, and we would love to hear that drama. That's what we're all about here, exploring family-friendly audio drama. So if anybody knows where we can obtain that, please let us know.
Yes. Now, moving on to We Must Discuss Adventures in Odyssey. You have produced dozens of excellent Christmas stories. Oh, my goodness. The list just goes on and on. I could mention, well, dozens. There's so many. We were trying to think of our favorite ones, so we'll try to give you a few of our own favorites. And I'll just say right here that I will mention in the beginning, Back to Bethlehem, 1, 2, and 3, obviously. The entire story put together is very good. I love the way that they're very authentic and the way they present the nativity and all that stuff. It's very good. And the other one is called The Star, which is another historical episode of Adventures in Odyssey and the Imagination Station, although it's not as much a Christmas story, which is kind of the point of it, is they're giving us the difference between those two things. So it's actually about the three wise men and how they aren't really a part of the nativity scene. So it's really good. Excellent stories.
Is that the one that features Eugenius?
Yes, Eugenius.
Eugenius? You're speaking with your mind, Eugenius. Tell me from your heart, do you believe it?
Yes, that was a good line. I was trying to remember what it was, but okay. Another one from Adventures in Odyssey Pokenberry. Am I saying that right? Pokenberry Christmas, which is a really awesome story featuring the Barkley family. So that's one of my favorites that I like on that.
One of my all-time favorites. I mean, you can't pick one. I mean, same with any other Odyssey type of story. You can't pick one, but one of my favorites is Unto Us a Child is Born. Jimmy Barkley doing the radio program live on kids' radio, and then his mother goes into labor with the baby. Oh, fantastic episode. And another one that I really, really like is not technically a Christmas story, but it kind of leads up to Christmas, and it happens in the winter. That script takes place in the winter time in Odyssey. It's called Like Father, Like Son. One of my favorite Christmas-related ones. You have another one there, Andrew?
Yes, I do. I was just about to ask you for that mic there. Let's see. I would like to talk about Silent Night. Now, this one I identify with because I had to spend last Christmas by myself. Oh, it was awful. So, you know, I know what Mr. Whitaker went through, but I didn't have all those wonderful memories, so it was even worse for me. I'm just kidding.
Should have called me. I would have had you come over.
I know, exactly. So this one is very good. It says, Witt's Christmas plans are kind of just shot. Everything falls apart. Can't get a plane. Can't get to see his family. None of his friends are really available, so he has to figure out how to spend his Christmas all by himself. And this is one of those that is just filled with tear-jerking moments. It's really good.
So. Or if you had called me, I could have brushed you off like Bernard and everybody else did, to wit.
Exactly. So I didn't want that disappointment in my life, so I just decided not to call anybody and stayed with the dogs.
Well, of course, I mean, there are so many other Odyssey episodes that we can mention, but we want to know, how about you? What is your favorite Adventures in Odyssey Christmas-related episode or any other Christmas-related audio drama? Please give us your feedback on that. Let us know what you think. Did we miss one that we absolutely should have mentioned? Like I said, you know, there's so many Christmas episodes. We can't mention them all, but let us know what your favorite is. And, of course, we're going to have links to all of these dramas that we mentioned. So grab those and listen to them during this Christmas season.
That's right. And you can send those comments or one of your favorite Christmas shows is, you can send those to feedback@audiotheatercenter.com. That is our email address. You can also, there's several, many, many different ways to get in contact with us. Another one is we have a phone number. That phone number is 623-688-2770. You can call that number and leave a voicemail, or you can text that number. We also have a little, I guess you say widget or something. I don't know what you want to call it, but a little mic. If you go onto our website, audiotheatercentral.com, there's a little microphone tab button. You click that and record a voicemail. We'll get that and we'll play it on the air.
That is a, or should I say, an expert segue there, Roy, because Elizabeth did just that. She left us a message a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, it was already too late to include it in our last episode. Thank you, Elizabeth, and we're going to go ahead and play that message for you right now.
Hi, Audio Theater Central. I just wanted to say Happy Thanksgiving, and I really love your podcast. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Bye.
And, of course, thank you very much, Elizabeth, for calling in or clicking in your feedback to us. We really, really appreciate that.
Yes, definitely. It was nice to hear from one of our fans. Hopefully she's a fan. It's always great to hear from any of our listeners. We love hearing from you guys. Definitely keep in contact with us, and we will always answer your questions, value your feedback, whatever you've got for us. We would definitely like to hear it.
And of course, if you want to purchase any of these dramas, again, there will be links in the show notes. But remember that any family-friendly audio drama is a great Christmas gift for everybody on your Christmas list. So,
I know what I'm getting you guys for Christmas. focus on the family dramas you've never heard. Oh, what a great idea.
What a kind heart you are.
Yeah, exactly. Now that I know and you guys know, it won't be a surprise, but that's okay.
Well, we know that this was a little bit shorter, but we didn't want to leave you hanging without getting an episode in December, and we wanted to, just go over some of our favorite Christmas-themed audio dramas, maybe some you haven't heard yet if you're new to the audio drama world. And again, if you have some suggestions, definitely let us know. Contact us. Any feedback, leave a comment in the show notes, email, or our hotline. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time. And Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to all your listeners, all my family and friends that listen. Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas time.
Yes, I would like to add my voice to both of yours and say Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And God bless us, everyone.
Can we get any more cliches in here? Come on, Roy.
I don't have any.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Audio Theater Central is a production of Radio CSS Media. RadioCSS.com.
So I just have to add a disclaimer that my last Christmas was not as miserable as I made it sound. I was by myself. However, I did call my fiance, and she talked to me, so it was okay. It was bearable, so I wasn't as bad off as Wit. So just want to make sure everybody knows that I'm not having a pity party.